USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The Northeast is dealing with catastrophic flooding. Vermont seems to be getting the worst of it as washed-out roads and swift-moving water has left people stranded in their homes and cars. Nearly 4 million people across parts of New York, New Hampshire, and Maine are also dealing with massive rainfall. Extreme heat impacting 42 million Americans this week. High temperatures are already hitting the Southwest in states including California and Arizona, and the dangerous conditions are only expected to get worse. The National Weather Service warns Phoenix residents to be ready for temperatures soaring into the low triple digits. President Biden is joining other NATO leaders at a summit in Lithuania. The meeting comes just as alliance member Turkey has dropped its objections to Sweden joining up. That was spurred by the Russian invasion of Ukraine. A bipartisan group of senators is also attending the NATO meetings, among them Senator Dick Durbin.
The NATO alliance is bigger, stronger, and more unified than ever.
Durbin said Russia's invasion of Ukraine has revitalized NATO's effort to protect democratic nations. At a congressional hearing on the origins of COVID, scientists are throwing cold water on the lab leak theory.
3.5 years into the COVID-19 pandemic, it is still my opinion that there is no credible scientific evidence for a lab-based origin.
Dr. Robert Gary is a microbiology professor at Tulane University's School of Medicine. The virus's origins have been in doubt thanks to the roadblocks put up by the Chinese Communist Party, and that has led to claims of a cover-up. Bank of America is being ordered to pay hundreds of million dollars in fines. The bank is accused by federal regulators of multiple violations, including overcharging customers on fees and opening accounts without customer consent. Today's July 11th, also known as Free 7-Eleven Slurpee Day. To celebrate the convenience store chain's 96th birthday, anyone who stops by can get a free small Slurpee. This is USA News.
This ad furnished by Nesmontage LLC. Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Great. Maxed out cards, rent is due, bills are piling up. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
We should do what my brother did. He went to 27cash.com and got $3,000.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is different. They're one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000.
I'm sure there's a lot of paperwork.
Nope. My brother said it was fast and easy. He did it right from his phone.
If you have a regular source of income, you can be approved for a loan of up to $5,000 in minutes, and your cash can hit your bank account as soon as the next day. Our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history.
Great news. I went to 27cash.com, and we'll have our money as soon as tomorrow.
Wow, that is fast.
If you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Students who struggled with school during the COVID pandemic are still struggling now to keep up with their coursework. A study from the nonprofit academic group NWEA examined data from nearly 7 million public school students in grades 3 through 8. According to the study, achievement gains during the 2022-23 school year fell short of pre-pandemic trends, which stalled progress toward pandemic recovery. The study is suggesting that students need more class time to catch up. A large majority of Americans say they are financially insecure, according to a new study.
More than 70% of Americans believe they are not financially secure, and roughly a quarter of those people also say they don't think they ever will be, according to a new survey from Bankrate. On average, Americans say they need a salary of roughly $233,000 a year to feel financially secure, which is more than triple what the Census Bureau says the average worker received in 2021. Bankrate analyst Sarah Foster tells CBS 6 Americans are feeling like they're priced out of America. The report shows most surveys blame factors outside their control, like high inflation, rising interest rates, and the broader economic environment, although personal finance choices and financial literacy also showed an impact on stability. I'm Rebecca Hughes.
The next Mega Millions drawing is set for Tuesday night, and the jackpot is a staggering $480 million. That's not enough for you. Wednesday night's Powerball drawing is worth $725 million. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit NoTimeToWait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.